This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You're dialed in to the Watch Post against tyranny, corruption, and everything in between. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Anthony Gucciardi, sitting in today for Alex Jones. We're taking your calls, and we're going to get into a video in the next segment of Hillary Clinton comparing getting rid of illegal immigrants to a Holocaust. And I also have some more immigration news about how countries are making America and other nations foot the bill for all illegal immigrants. Now, first and foremost, we have a video that I want to play here. We are going to be taking calls on a number of different subjects. We have Mike in Wyoming, Doug in Minnesota, Stephen in Florida, Brandon in Texas. We're going to talk about that. But first, we have an interesting report from John Baum called The Nazi British Crown. We'll see what that's about.
Their royal highness. Indeed, The Sun published a secret 1933 film showing Queen Elizabeth being taught the Nazi salute by her treasonous uncle Edward VIII, the Prince of Wales. He would later be known as King Edward VIII and Emperor of India, but would be quietly removed from the throne less than 12 months later as he remained pro-Nazi, even after the war accelerated. His scandalous marriage to a doubly divorced American woman would be his downfall, as the history books would have you believe. However, the once and future king was pigeonholed to the Bahamas as its governor because his Nazi sympathies became widely known during World War II. 2 years before his death, Edward told an interviewer that he never thought Hitler was such a bad chap. An MI5 report featuring a British admiral who had attended Hitler's 1937 Nuremberg rally said that Hitler would soon invade. But there was no reason to worry about it because he would bring the Duke of Windsor, formerly King Edward, over as king. So how far back has the German parasite sat on the English throne? The lineage is long, but begins with the Act of Settlement of 1701 when the Parliament of England granted the English throne to Protestant heir Sophia of Hanover. A German lineage of King George's soon followed, as did the American War for Independence. In 1840, Queen Victoria married her first cousin, Prince Albert, the son of the Duke of the Saxe-Coburg-Gotha House in Germany. Up until the First World War, the Saxe-Coburg-Gotha and another German aristocratic name, Wettin, were used. Those names were replaced with Windsor, essentially a cover for a hard line of German aristocrats occupying the British throne. Queen Elizabeth married Prince Philip. Prince Philip is from the German House of Glücksburg. Two of Prince Philip's brothers-in-law fought for the Nazis, and many of his relatives were linked with the Nazi Party. In a frank interview, he said they found Hitler's attempts to restore Germany's power and prestige attractive, and admitted they had inhibitions about the Jews. From Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip sprang a man so obsessed with his ancestral ties to the bloodthirsty monster Vlad the Impaler that he has bought up so much property in Romania, he now owns an entire village.
The genealogy shows that I'm descended from Vlad the Impaler, you see. So I do have a bit of a stake in the country.
And Prince Andrew, who was accused of child sex charges after now allegedly being part of Jeffrey Epstein's case of pedophilia. And Prince Edward, whose wife Sophie was embroiled in a scandal involving sex tours, drugs, and gay prostitution after she was recorded by a reporter posing as a sheik.
And have they stopped? No, they've increased. The royal carriage, the royal carriage. Almost every time I see CNN, it's the Queen of England, gracious leader. Oh, love you. They'll have that British reporter on there. They're probably having pea soup and something proper meal. And again, I'm not an Anglophobe, ladies and gentlemen. I love England. Love a lot of the culture. It's amazing. Led with the Magna Carta and the real Renaissance worldwide. So much has come out of the British Isles. But not the globalist and the Transylvanian royal family perched like giant stinking vultures on the carcass of the UK.
So, when German Prince Harry dons a Nazi insignia at a private party and sheepishly apologizes to the adoring brainwashed public, and films are revealed of Queen Elizabeth giving the Heil Hitler salute. Real Britons know full well they are under occupation. John Baum for InfoWars.com.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Farmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX Muzzle Brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at hdfirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at hdfirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's hdfirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves with the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back, my friends. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Anthony Gucciardi, sitting in for Alex today. We're taking your calls, blitzing through the news. We've got some videos lined up, too. And later on in the segment, we're going to premiere something else. So first and foremost, check out this headline just brought in a few seconds ago. Egyptian billionaire offers to buy an island from Greece or Italy to provide jobs so fleeing migrants can build a new country. A telecoms tycoon is going to pay up to $100 million for the island. He's also offered to provide jobs to build housing, schools, and hospitals. He says, the way they are treated now, they're being treated like cattle. More than 2,300 people have died at sea trying to reach Europe this year. Also comes into this insanity. Feds say company discriminated against illegals, orders back pay. This kind of stuff scares me because as a business owner and someone who does massive amounts of investing and everything like that, this really scares me. Obama will perform Big Brother compliance monitoring of company. The Justice Department says Nebraska Beef discriminated against an illegal alien, a bunch of illegal alien workers actually, by asking them for proof of citizenship. They discriminated against the workers who are illegals by asking them for proof of citizenship. Goes on to say the DOJ's Office of Special Counsel for Immigration-Related Unfair Employment Practices objected to non-U.S. citizens being targeted because of their citizen status. The illegal aliens are being targeted because they're illegal aliens. So now they're going to have to pay them money. Nebraska Beef is going to have to pay them money. It's hard to run a business these days. It's honestly almost not profitable in most cases. And I wasn't even going to plug, but Alex doesn't get outside funding. This is all self-made. He funds it all himself. He doesn't take much profit, to be honest with you. And he doesn't like to say that on air. He really does not. He puts all of it pretty much back into this operation. I would encourage you personally from my heart to go to InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, and also go to InfoWars.com/MoneyBomb. Because Alex, he doesn't promote it enough because he doesn't plug enough because he wants to cover all the news and he wants to talk to you guys, understandably so. But he doesn't plug enough that he's doing a money bomb in September. It's InfoWars.com/MoneyBomb. September 17th is the date. 16th, I apologize. September 16th is the date for the InfoWars money bomb. And you can actually start donating today, and it will count, and you'll see it live on there, towards the money bomb on September 16th. But anyway, in closing, had to talk about that because it's just so impossible now to have business these days. Illegal immigrants can sue you for asking if they're illegal immigrants. That is the United States of America that we're in right now. There's a reason that companies are collapsing and the economy is going down the toilet because of things like that. Now, I want to go to some calls. I want to talk to Brandon in Texas because he has a response. Alex had a message for Louis Farrakhan, which I think was balanced and really, really good because he said, hey, Farrakhan, I'm not your enemy. You've said some good things, but it does seem like you're calling to kill cops and others and inciting your followers who trust you and believe you to go out and kill people, which is totally insane. It goes back to what I was saying earlier. You guys need to go back to kindergarten, everyone who's saying kill cops and kill white people, and learn basic human values. Brandon, what do you have to say about that?
Yeah, man, I agree with you, Anthony. You're doing a good job, buddy. As far as Farrakhan goes, if Alex has him on the show and does debate him, I really hope he turns up the heat because I really felt like he played it safe with David Duke and just let him talk more than he should have. And I definitely think that Farrakhan can kind of play the whole semantic game and kind of sound like he's kind of on message and he really means well, like Alex said in his little speech. But the guy is extremely radical. So if he does have him on the show, I really think Alex needs to turn up the heat, and I think most of the viewers wanted to see him do that with David Duke, and he didn't. So that's just what I have to say. You're doing a great job, man. Thanks.
Right, thank you. I can understand, by the way, a lot of my black friends have had periods of time where they just really did think a lot of things were racist because there is real racism. And they would think, oh, that white person is being racist towards me because they've actually been, the subject of racism. But myself, growing up in Philadelphia, outside of not just one, but two nearby murder capitals of the United States, Camden, New Jersey, and Chester, Pennsylvania, I happen to know a thing or two about racism in the terms of black people being racist towards whites. And there's been numerous instances where I've experienced that firsthand, as Alex said too, growing up in Dallas in a serious physical way. But I'm not skewed to this day coming up here saying because they beat me up or whatever, that I hate black people. And Louis Farrakhan, also, I believe, you can't just say because of a cop, one white cop that did something to a black person that was unarmed or whatever, that all white people are bad. That's just not how this works. And it goes back to going to kindergarten and getting a kindergarten education on basic human respect. We've got Stephen from Florida. What's your take, Stephen?
Yeah, hi, Anthony. I wanted to say this about this issue with Farrakhan and this whole race war they're pushing. A couple things. First of all, I don't like Farrakhan simply for the fact that he just does not come across to me as genuine. I think he's a showman, and he capitalizes on tragic situations for his own personal profit. He has an agenda, and that is just fostering his own, ego. I have nothing against the guy because of the color of his skin. And let me say this. I'm a Christian. I believe in Jesus Christ. And my God, Jesus is colorblind. He made all men of all colors, and he died for the whole world. So anybody that wants to claim they're a Christian and yet they're trying to push some kind of race issue based on skin color, ethnicity, whatever, you're not a true Christian. You're not a true believer in the one true God. Now, that being said, I want to make people aware. I just talked to a friend of mine in Texas this morning. He lives not too far from Houston. There's a man in Houston. He's an activist, a black man. His name's Quanell X. He's kind of a junior Farrakhan, but he's not as extreme as Farrakhan. And anytime there's any kind of, in bad intent toward people of color, he immediately speaks out and takes up on their behalf. He's not making extremist statements like, you know, Farrakhan, obviously, like, we need to kill them if they're killing us, et cetera. But the thing I wanted to say is that this deputy in Houston who was just killed, Quanell, to his credit, has actually rallied the black community there in Houston. They are having the funeral for this man, and he's actually out there in support of this man.
Hey, so guess what? Actually, apparently we had this guy on the show. Alex had this guy on the Alex Jones Show in 2013. So the producers know who you're talking about. And I would also say, well, yeah, they better speak out against killing a cop at a gas station. I mean, if you're on the team that's for shooting random cops at a gas station because they're white, that's not a winning team. You better be against that. Oh wow, he's against that. He better be, Steve. Don't you think so?
Yes, sir. Yeah, because, you know, again, how can you, distinguish and make statements and judgments? I mean, that's what the word prejudice means. You prejudge. You don't judge a book by its cover. Like, you know, Martin Luther King said, you judge it by the character. And this is what's not brought up in this whole Black Lives Matter thing, because, again, it's fostered by a Nazi, George Soros, who's a white guy who's using these brainwashed black people to further the agenda of the New World Order. That's what they need to wake up.
That's right, Steve. Thank you for your call. Let's go to Doug in Minnesota, who's got another take on this issue.
Hey, kudos, Steve. You hit it on the head.
Yeah, Steve did a great job.
But the black people's got to understand, this is a white guy that hates everybody. And his agenda is to create problems. They need to look at that. And as far as Alex and Farrakhan, I mean, they both had good points. And Alex, like he said, you got to join together. Take the mega banks and our government as an example. Look.
Hey, Doug, do you think for a minute, though, do you think that most people really buy in to this fake race war? Don't you think most people kind of don't believe in it and they want to come together? Or do you think this is really what's going on?
Smart people don't buy into it. But like Alex said, there are people out there that have been brainwashed or just they look around at their surroundings and they feel helpless. They say, what have I got to live for? There's nothing out there for us. There's no jobs. There's nothing. So,
like Bryce Williams, the news shooter. I mean, unfortunately, it seems like most of these people that are out there killing cops or killing others, trying to start a race war, whatever it is, they're just complete losers. They have nothing to live for, and it all ties into your life's purpose, really. I mean, if you're just a loser, unfortunately, for a lot of these people, and I say harsh words because, I mean, they're out here killing people. If you're just a loser and you have no life and you have no passion, you don't know what you want to do, and you're just jealous of everyone and envious and greedy and you're going to want to go out and do bad things. That's why all the school shooters not only are doped up on pharmaceutical drugs that are known to link to aggression and things like that, but they're always angry enemies of everyone else. And if you just find your life's passion and decide you want to help people, that all goes away. So many people say they can't do things. I can't do this. I can't do it. I wish I could do it. If you just decide for a minute that you have a mission in your life, all those other things are in your peripheral. If those people who decided to, like the news shooter, killing someone because he wanted their job, right? If he actually sat down and decided to be passionate and help others and do his own reports and become like alternative media or something like that, he could probably have been a star. But he decided to kill two people instead of doing that. And for those who kill cops at gas stations, he could have done something with his life. If he really wanted to push race equality, which all he did was the opposite, by the way, by killing a white person for no reason, if you really wanted to push race equality, he could start a foundation or make YouTube videos with a cell phone talking about how we need to come together and love one another. That's what this program is about. You notice what I've been saying for these past 2 hours is that we need to come together, not fueling the Black Lives clashing of police and protesters who just want to further inequality and destroy the human spirit that pushes us. So I encourage everyone out there to be part of humanity and join the fight for coming together as opposed to fueling all this madness. We'll be back on the Alex Jones Show. Next up, we're going to keep taking calls. We're going to switch subject matter a little bit and talk about some more news breaking on Drudge Report, InfoWars.com, and more. Stay tuned.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Way is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Whey has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Whey is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Anthony Gucciardi, sitting in for Alex. And what we're going to do is we're going to reopen the phone lines. We're going to switch gears. Last segment, we were talking about Louis Farrakhan and what's going on with the call to kill white people across the globe and Twitter users saying kill all the white people, purge them, so on and so forth. Total insanity, and how we really need to just come back to the passion of the human spirit and come together. I'm going to open the phone lines again. Specifically, though, I want to hear your awakening aha moment story. I want to hear what led you to realize there's something wrong here with our society, our government, our system, and led you to realize what was really going on, whether it's with the food supply, in the world economy, in immigration reform, anything. I want to hear all of your stories. I remember years ago what led me to all of this. The tip of the spear for me that plunged into my gut was when I got Lyme disease. I was so sick that I went to sleep and I took a quote-unquote nap for 24 hours. And I went to the doctor and he told me the only thing I could do was take steroids. So there's nothing else you can do. Nothing else will work. You're really screwed, right? And I said, there's no way that's the case because these steroids I'm taking are making me feel terrible. I mean, I was just vomiting. I really thought I was going to die. He goes, well, you should probably go to the hospital, but keep taking these steroids. I went online. There was like nothing online at the time. And I tried to find stuff about natural cures. And what could I possibly do? And I learned that these pharmaceutical drugs I was taking, well, gee, they're loaded with toxic garbage. And I learned about things like oregano oil and colloidal silver, which I started taking. I was put that in my protocol. And I was like, well, maybe I should buy this organic food. And my friends and family were like, oh, you're insane. That's just a trend. It's just a way to steal your money, all that kind of stuff. And I told my doctor I was going to try it, and he told me I was totally crazy. He said, you're nuts. It's not going to do anything. You should stop wasting your time. Just listen to me. I've gone to Harvard. I know what I'm talking about. You're just some stupid kid that doesn't know what he's thinking. So I tried it, and it actually worked. You know, in like 42 hours, I was feeling better. The natural solutions worked. And I went to my doctor, and he told me I was insane. Once again, there's no possible way. Now, he is a listener to the Alex Jones Show, and watches my videos, and takes products at InfoWarsLife.com. You can't make this stuff up, right? So now it seems it's so much more accepted all these things are true. It seems so much more accepted that alternative medicine is the real deal. It seems so much more accepted that the corruption at the deepest levels of our government is pouring through the disgusting cracks in this establishment. All of this is so real. And that's why I opened up your calls to hear about your awakening story. Because for me, it was kind of like waking up from a dream and realizing all this insanity out there. It's somewhat overwhelming, but at the same time, it's also fulfilling and a great thing to do. A lot of people use the cave analogy by Plato. But anyway, so we're going to start some calls and listen to your waking up experience. And we're also going to cover some news. We've got stacks and stacks of news here from InfoWars.com. I wanted to play a video as well. There's a lot to get to in this segment. It's a loaded segment, and we're going to come back on the long segment and cover more. So first of all, let's go to Chris in Carolina. He wants to talk about his awakening story. What's up, Chris?
Hey, how's it going?
Great. Tell us your story.
It's kind of when 9/11 happened, I wasn't awake yet, and I was still in my late teens, I guess, and early 20s, and you know, it kind of happened, and, you know, I didn't think much of it at the time. I watched Loose Change, and then a while went on, and a few years ago, I saw Jesse Ventura's show on one of the TV networks. I can't remember which channel it came on, but they were having a marathon that day, and I sat and watched the whole marathon. I was like, wow, and then, you know, Alex was on a few of the shows. That's how I found Alex Jones, and I've been listening to the show ever since.
Well, that's awesome, man. You know, the coolest thing about Alex is that I remember watching him, I guess, in like 2006, 2007. He was on all the platforms, and he doesn't even need to go on the mainstream media, but he still does it to bring in the mainstream media viewers. And I remember watching him on whatever mainstream media program it was, and you're like, wow, this guy is actually saying stuff that makes sense. And then that's what happens is all these mainstream media people think, like, oh, we're doing Alex Jones a favor by covering him. They have no actual visitors. They have no visitors on their websites and no viewers on their TV program. Alex, InfoWars.com is in the billions now of views, right? So what's happening is the mainstream is migrating to the alternative media in massive, massive amounts. And it's always funny to hear people's stories like, oh, I was watching CNN and then I saw Alex or whatever, and I just realized it was totally made sense and I stopped watching CNN. It's really, really funny. Let's go to Derek in Wyoming. What's your story, Derek?
Hi, thank you, sir. Yeah, I... I grew up in the People's Republic of Minnesota, and I remember in high school in the 80s, I wanted to do Sutton's work and Quigley's work in history class. I was somewhat politically awake in there. But
hey, Derek, we're going to hold you over. We're going to come back to you in a minute. We're going to cover some news, take some more calls. It's a loaded segment in the long segment next time after the break. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX Muzzle Bridge, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Hillary Clinton compares rounding up illegal immigrants, quotes, to somewhat of a Holocaust. We're going to play that video for you. She also bashes Snowden for classified emails. Wow. How amazing, right? First and foremost, we're going to be taking your calls throughout this long segment. We're going to have some updates. And we're going to get right down to some immigration news. First and foremost, this long segment really is brought to you by InfoWarsLife.com. And it's ultra-high-quality, super-powerful nutraceutical formulations at InfoWarsLife.com, like the Super Male Vitality, that keep all of this going. Plus, they're awesome. I mean, truthfully speaking, they're just the best out there, in my opinion. So I'm about to take some Super Male right now. I take all of this stuff just right on my tongue, as TV viewers can see. I just gulp it down. I'll even sometimes just take a little sip like this. I love the taste. I think it's great. I think when you go out to a health food store, most of the stuff tastes terrible. InfoWars Life uses glycerin, so it tastes really good. I'm going to read you a review from Supermail from Vinny in Fresno, California. He says, I buy this product regularly. I use this product daily. It gets me through my workday. I am constantly moving from floor to floor without my daily dose of Supermail Vitality. I feel so drained. So there's another one from Mikey in Arizona. I use a suggested dose. This product has improved my overall stamina and strength. This has also improved my demeanor and overall attitude. It has improved physical performance. This is a remarkably effective product. My girlfriend uses Super Female Vitality, and she is very satisfied in her overall health and strength. This product has turned back the clock for me. I feel 25 years younger. Thank you, and bravo, Dr. Group. Again, all these reviews go through a group called Power Reviews, which screens them all, makes sure they're verified, make sure a lot of them are verified buyers, make sure it's not spam, and checks the IPs and all that kind of stuff to make sure it's legit. You can find it all at InfoWarsLife.com. Get your bottle of Super Male Vitality. Also, Deep Cleanse is back in stock. It's been out for months. It's back in a limited run. So what I want to do, so I'm going to get back to calls here in a minute, but first I'm going to lead off with this headline. Taxpayers fleeing Democrat-run states for Republican ones. Americans escaping high taxes and welfare states. In 2013, more than 200,000 people on net fled states with Democrat governors for ones with Republicans, according to an analysis of newly released IRS data. You know, what this ties into, and I don't believe in the false left-right paradigm debate, Republican versus Democrat either, but it is pretty insane how some of these so-called liberals are getting so degenerate and so out there and bizarre and outlandish that people can't handle it anymore. Let's go to this video clip here in which Hillary Clinton starts implying, it's called Networks Ignore Hillary's Holocaust Invoking Boxcar Blast at GOP. Here's the clip.
How would you plan on dealing with 11 million undocumented immigrants in the U.S.?
Well, I'm glad you asked me that, because I know that there are some on the other side who are seriously advocating to deport 11, 12 million people who are working here. I find it the height of irony that a party which espouses small government would want to unleash a massive law enforcement effort, including perhaps National Guard and others, to go and literally pull people out of their homes and their workplaces, round them up, put them, I don't know, in buses, boxcars, in order to take them across our border. I just find that not only absurd, but appalling. I will oppose in every way I can what I consider to be nothing but a political stunt, and will also raise questions, as I'm doing today, about what the realities of that kind of claim actually are.
Look, I'm not defending the Republican Party, which has its own problems. But when Hillary Clinton says things like the GOP is insane because they want to get rid of illegal immigrants, that's really stepping over a line. And I think that's why so many people are responding. So many people are, like this article says, fleeing Democrat-run states. I mean, I used to live in a Democrat-run state, primarily in Pennsylvania, at least Philadelphia, which is a completely Democrat blue area and city in the state of Pennsylvania. And let me tell you, the taxes there are insane. Even just starting a business out of your house, you have to pay certain city taxes and fines. I think the base rate is $250. Even if you want to have like a website domain, you're supposed to technically give them $250. That stops growth. That stops industry. When you mega tax people, especially business owners, and as a business owner, I understand this, all you're doing, truthfully, is you're making them not want to hire more people. You're making them not want to help people. And even though I'm taxed at such a massive rate and I have to pay all these weird bureaucratic system taxes and everything for my own business with my different companies, including Natural Society, is I still give money. I still donate to feed over 500,000 people every single year through different organizations that take the food at the grocery store and give it to those who need it, because the grocery stores just dump tons of food out. But at the same time, it makes me it makes me really question whether or not I can give every year because of the fact that they're taking all of it away in taxes and things like that. So anyway, moving on, I want to also highlight this next video in which Hillary has the audacity to come after Snowden for classified emails, right, after she has her server with classified emails sitting in a bathroom, which is not even locked up or anything like that, and there's like 30 judges investigating. It's totally insane. Let's watch the second video clip.
I believe that he should, return to this country, and rather than taking refuge under Putin, who, so far as I know, has not been transparent about everything Russia does, and I know a lot about what Russia does. Every time I went to Russia, I had to leave all of my electronic equipment on the plane with the batteries out. And so he's sought refuge in a country that is one of our real competitors for getting information about what the other does or doesn't do. He is a lawbreaker. He violated American law. He violated his duties that he assumed when he took the job that he had. And if he is as proud of or as secure in his belief that what he did was the right thing, he should come home and defend it.
That's Hillary right now laughing as we buy her bogus, as she insults Snowden for leaking information that the NSA is compiling every single thing we do into a database and calling us terrorists. That is funny. This, of course, if you're not a TV viewer, we have the Hillary pen, Hillary for president, more like Hillary for prison pen, at InfoWarsStore.com. Alex has messed around with it before. You've probably heard it on the show. Such a beautiful laugh, really very soothing to the soul. Now, Snowden has responded and fired back at Hillary. And there's articles about that now on InfoWars.com. And this whole weird system is just getting a little bit too much for me. We also have another video clip I want to fire out. It's Bobby Jindal. And he says it well. He says, immigration without assimilation is invasion. This is on Face the Nation. Let's go to that clip real quick.
We need to insist people that want to come to our country should come legally, should learn English, should adopt our values, roll up their sleeves, and get to work. One of the things I've been emphasizing as a son of immigrants who came here legally, we need to insist on assimilation. You know, in Europe, they're not doing that. They've got huge problems. Immigration without assimilation is invasion. That can weaken our country. We don't need to go down the path of Europe. Let's insist on being the melting pot. Let's forget this politically correct left notion that we're not a melting pot anymore.
Political correctness is destroying the United States of America completely and destroying its focus and putting it on transgendered issues and all these weird race-baiting topics that we've covered over and over again. I think it's time to shift the focus completely. And that's why I want to bring Derek back, who is patiently holding from Wyoming. I opened up the phone lines to talk about your awakening experience, escaping the mainstream media, escaping this system. And Derek, I apologize for holding you over so long, but I wanted to ask you your take on all this because it seems so obvious to me. I mean, with the Nebraska Beef Company being fined for asking if their illegal aliens were illegal aliens in the first place, is this not just so in your face? I can't imagine people can't see this, Derek.
Yeah, well, a lot of them are asleep and being poisoned. You guys cover this very well. And you know, they're just asleep. The public's asleep. Alex covers it all the time. I've been a pretty faithful listener for a couple of years, PrisonPlanet.tv member. And I was looking for a venue that I woke up about 5 years ago because I got saved. And after that, I was kind of politically awake. I shared a little bit of that. I kind of wanted Quigley's work as a history book in 11th grade. I almost got kicked out of school. But other than that, nutraceuticals, oil of oregano was also the one I used. I was a mechanic for years and poisoned my system by washing my hands in the solvent tank and all that welding smoke and all that good stuff. So heavy metal toxic. And then I found you guys' products. But yeah, people are half asleep, you know, and I push people to the InfoWars program and that, but it's very hard for them. So I found different ways to do things. I mean, we can be activists in our own area. The Hegelian dialectic, they're really turning up the pressure now. And I've talked to older people in their 60s, and it's kind of spooky there because they're going to ask for the police state, these people. And
well, there certainly are some people they're going to ask for. But at the same time, I do think about 70% of the United States. I would call it sleepwalking in a way that know what's going on in their bones, and they don't appreciate all of this race baiting and all this insanity by the mainstream media. They want to come together as one humanity, and come together and say we're done with all of it. But they don't have the right activation, the right passion. Derek, thank you for your call. We have Rob Dew standing by in Studio A, and I want to bring him on the program right now via live link and bring him on to ride shotgun while we take some more of these calls and cover some more news. He's going to be hosting the fourth hour of the show today, sort of an InfoWars overdrive that Alex is launching 4 hours every single day for the program. Rob, are you over there in Studio A?
Yes, I am, Anthony, and it is great to be here. Great to be doing the fourth hour of 4 days this week now. And today I really want to put out a message to the globalists and the vaccine pushers. So I want you, started the fourth hour, I want you guys to call in with your vaccine horror stories, any major side effects that you or your children experienced. We have to put this information out there because this is the season right now, the fall season, where they want the kids to get vaccinated. They start pushing the flu shot. And last year, I remember covering the stories of the little girls who were taking that. They were getting vaccinated for the flu shot and then dying from the same strain of flu that they were supposedly vaccinated against. So the 1-800 number is 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. The start of overdrive. We're going to start taking your calls. I'm going to do it the whole hour. I've got some other vaccine news that I want to cover. They now want pregnant women to take the whooping cough vaccine. And I'm going to get into all the lies that they tell you to your face. Okay? We have to stop this. We have to put out our own brand of information to shove it in the face of the globalists and the mainstream media who are bought and paid for by these giant pharmaceutical companies.
You know, my mind, my understanding of things has evolved a lot over the past few years, and I really didn't understand the vaccine issue for a long time. And I think I finally understand it. When activists say they want clean vaccines, I think that is the most hard-hitting message, because there's so much information out there and so much colliding nonsense and craziness about the vaccine movement, right, and about vaccines in general. What it really comes down to, on the FDA website, it admits it, that these vaccines are loaded with hormones, antibiotics, different fillers and contaminants, and different cells that are known from research that it actually can be devastating to your body. So my issue with the vaccines is what's in them, is the loaded additionals that they put on top of the vaccines. And I'm wondering why they can't make clean vaccines without all these hormones and antibiotics and GMO particulates, such as the Gardasil vaccine, which has genetically modified recombinant specimens inside of it. So why can they make it without those? Apparently they do, and they make it for the globalists, and they call them clean vaccines. Well, yes. I want the clean vaccines. I don't want the vaccines filled with hormones and antibiotics and GMO contaminants.
I totally agree, Anthony. And on top of that, they also make them out of aborted baby cells. They call them diploid cells. And that's in a list. That's in several vaccines that they want to push on you, your pregnant wife, your kids. So if you want to be a party to all this, that's your business. But we're going to put the information out there. Starting in the fourth hour, we're just going to go nonstop. I want to take as many calls as I can. I want you to have your stories ready. And we're going to put this out as one piece, a message to the globalists and vaccine pushers. Because we're not just going to stand by while there's rooms of little girls. Yesterday we showed that video, and I thought it was from Mexico because it was a Mexican Facebook page. It was actually little girls in a coastal town of Colombia that are writhing on the floor after getting this shot, this HPV shot, and they're all having seizures. But they're saying, don't worry, once the seizure passes, they're fine.
Well, you really think about it also, that? Rob, it ties in with this kind of these headlines that we see. I mean, how are we supposed to trust the government with this type of operation? Here's a headline. Feds want evidence they let Mexican drug cartels buy guns kept quiet. Quote, the defendants should be precluded from mentioning Operation Fast and Furious. This is from Sputnik on InfoWars.com. Prosecutors in the trial of a murdered U.S. Border Patrol agent are trying to keep details about guns found on the murder scene from the jury because of their connection to a scandal-ridden federal program. Between 2006 and 2011, the Arizona Field Office of the United States Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, ATF, used a tactic known as gun walking in a secretive program known as Operation Fast and Furious. We all know about that.
Mm-hmm.
During that time period, the ATF purposefully allowed licensed firearms dealers in Phoenix and Tucson to sell weapons to illegal straw buyers with the hope of later tracking them to Mexican drug cartels. Oh, yeah, they wanted to help you, right? That's not allowed to be talked about. Please, don't let them know that we helped Mexican drug cartels. But then at the same time, trust us on everything else we do.
Exactly.
Trust us. It's all safe, guys. Sure, we do this, but don't talk about that. You know, sure, the FDA approves every single horrible thing in our food supply, but vaccines don't have anything bad in them. And again, I've evolved my knowledge on this. I think we all have. Understanding that it's about the clean vaccines. You're going to cover that in the fourth hour, so I want to get into some other news.
Sure.
I want to take some calls. First, here's some more stories on Yahoo. The White House monitoring reports Russian military is in Syria. That's a whole nother. I mean, as we talk about, you know, Farrakhan meeting with Eminem and he's telling to kill people and everything like this, and all these people on Twitter saying to kill all white people, Russia moves in, right? I mean, as all this happens, cops give woman back her stolen car filled with guns and drugs twice. Quote, at this point, I can't tell if it's real or fake, but all I know is my hands have been on too many illegal things. Man arrested for mocking mayor on Twitter wins big in a lawsuit. Hillary Clinton's email, the definitive timeline, is all on Infowars.com. Migrant smuggling in Europe is now worth billions. We talked about that earlier. It's a huge industry. You want to make some money, start smuggling some illegal immigrants. Refugees threaten Europe's Christian roots, say Hungary's Orban. It's all madness. But we got to trust the government because they help us and they are loving. Truth of the matter is, people are waking up. We're going to take some more of your calls on waking up when we get back. And then Rob is going to take over for the fourth hour. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. We've got more videos ahead, more news, more awesome information. Stay tuned. Thank you for joining us.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per call while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver 2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Thank you.
Daniels just brought in some breaking news on InfoWars.com. This is the Alex Jones Show, and I'm sitting in for Alex. I'm Anthony Gucciardi, and I want to read this headline for you right now. Trump, evidence suggests Obama protecting ISIS. Subheadline, Trump is closer to the truth than he realizes, according to Pentagon. This is on InfoWars.com right now, just released. The fact that the Obama administration is leaving known ISIS training camps alone suggests the White House is protecting the terrorist group, according to presidential candidate Donald Trump. This is a big statement from Donald Trump. He says, well, you would knock the hell out of the training camps. That's once a given, and it's incredible we don't, since we know... Okay, this is a Michael Savage show. He says, it's almost like we are protecting these people. So he is obviously saying Obama is protecting ISIS by not targeting their camps. This is on InfoWars.com right now. We have another paragraph. Trump is closer than the truth to the truth than he realizes. A secret U.S. government document obtained by Judicial Watch reveals the U.S. and other NATO nations deliberately backed al-Qaeda in Iraq, which morphed into ISIS and other Islamic extremist groups to overthrow Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Well, of course, U.S.-backed Syrian rebels that chopped off the heads of Christians by the dozens in central towns. They would just round them all up and chop their heads off, screaming Allah Akbar. And that's what we paid for. We would give them rocket launchers, and Reuters covered in 2011 that Obama was supporting all of this and supporting Syrian rebels going around, blowing towns up and killing everybody. That's the kind of stuff we support here in the United States of America. Rob, I mean, we talk about this a lot, but I mean, what do you think about Trump? He's now saying that Obama's protecting ISIS. This is some hard-hitting stuff.
It is, and you really got to hand it to him. Because he's not controlled by a bunch of outside interests, he can say things that other candidates aren't going to touch. I think the signing the loyalty pledge is a double-edged sword where they can now really go after Trump and put the hammer down on him and get him out of the race, which is what I think the Republicans are planning on doing by him using that, signing that loyalty pledge. They're going to say, hey, now we don't want you in here and you're not going to run third party. And so now they've got him in a vice grip, essentially. Unless he wins, he's out. So he can't really influence the election after that. But you got to hand it to him. He is saying some really good things, some things that need to be said. And it's great that, you know, the mainstream media is unwillingly giving him that platform to put out these ideas that the American people already know and already want. The reason he's so popular in the polls is because they want to hear stuff like this. They want to hear this type of rhetoric. They want to hear these types of attacks going on with the establishment.
You know, he might just be a genius in the way that he positioned himself, even if he doesn't win. The way he positioned himself with all of the early, you know, scandals and stuff that really no one cared about, but the media started picking him up and became like a TMZ type issue. Mm-hmm. Now he can insert real things in there.
Right.
Like he can insert that Obama is protecting ISIS amid all of this crazy TMZ stuff. Like, oh, Donald Trump seen in limousine with, you know, girls or whatever. Now he can just be like, oh, by the way, Obama's supporting ISIS and backs the Syrian rebels, which behead Christians in central squares in the Middle East and bomb cities and destroy relics. We gave them the missile launchers. We gave them the AKs. We gave them the Jeeps. We gave them all of their funding. He
right.
can support and push that in there in a super genius kind of like media ops level operation where he can start putting in truthful information.
Well, and the mainstream media knows that, oh, Trump gets ratings. So we're going to talk about Trump. Whatever he says, we're going to go with it. We're going to go with it. And they don't even realize that they're putting out our information, essentially, out to a giant audience. Well, a dwindling audience now, but a giant audience if you take all the mainstream media outlets out there that are all posting on Trump and talking about him and keeping it going. So I think it's a good thing that this is getting out there. Whether Trump succeeds or fails, we'll see. I'm still predicting a Jeb Hillary runoff.
We shall
election.
Definitely see. And Rob, coming up, the fourth hour, available at InfoWars.com/show. If the radio station you're listening to does not carry it, is coming up. I'm going to sit 5 minutes over with you. The 205, it is coming up in the next segment. And I think we're going to talk about a few things, Trump and beyond, and vaccines.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com, a scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser with concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others. Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.